Desmond Walker, NFL trainer, edge rusher, trainer, and he's worked with a bunch of Falcons and guys around the league. Elite guys. Right. Kirby, right? Elite.
He's a Chuck Smith disciple.
He is. I will say that some of the things he said about our guys and his work with those guys gives me more reason to be excited because it's what you do when nobody's looking.
Right.
And a lot of times when you say, all right, what's this guy did? What did he do in the offseason? A lot of these guys are putting in work, man. You just don't know if it's going to pay off. And, Mike, sometimes, let's be honest, like last year, it may not have been all of Arnold Ebiketie's fault. Might have been the defensive coordinator's fault as to how his usage and where he was putting him
right.
as to why he didn't necessarily get the numbers we thought he might get. But I feel a lot better. And, you guys are just going to have to wait and see. I feel a lot better about Jeff Ulbrich and what he wants to do with this defense just based on the experience. The one thing I know, Mike, at least he knows what he's doing. Whether it works or not, we'll see, but at least he knows.
I guess so. I don't know.
What are you talking about?
If you like the Dan Quinn
defense. He's not running Dan Quinn's defense.
I know. He did develop the linebacker corps that did some really good work. We talked about how good the 17 defense was. The 16 defense was all rookies and how they matured. So, release the hounds. Just get after it. Be aggressive. And, like, he's talked about it. I mean, the buzzwords, if you believe that the Falcons are listening, watching,
judging,
and they're picking up on the energy. I think, Raheem talked about it yesterday, maybe too much, but that's okay. There's a new Falcons team in town, and we got that juice.
No, wait a minute. See, now you're going overboard.
We red hot pass rush to the max.
He did not say that.
We're coming to your town to kick your ass.
He did not say that.
That's what Raheem is saying.
He's picking up on the vibrations. You're blowing this out of proportion.
Raheem is picking up on the vibes. We wanted toughness. We wanted attitude. We wanted edge.
Edge.
And we got it.
Yes.
We got edging. We got edging. Spades, baby.
Okay, he did not say that either.
He said, you're going to get some.
This is a misrepresentation of what was said.
Day-Day, that's what I heard. I heard it like, they know that people are picking up on it. We're picking up on it. Media. And they're jumping on. Yeah. New look. New Jack Falcons. Yeah, we taking over the NFC South.
He didn't say that.
That's what I heard.
But he did say they have edge, or he wants edge, or they drafted edge. You know what, though? I would love to have us feeling that way. But here's the problem. After being 6-3 last year, we kind of did, didn't we? And then we
yes.
didn't.
And then the Cousins thing happened.
Yeah. But no, man. Look, speaking of the Falcons real quick, and if you're just joining us, we do got to get you updated on Ronald Acuna because I know many people last night had a chance to take in the game or you were watching. Braves lose a day, 1-0 in extras, 10th inning. But it's a grade 1 strain, a calf strain. Mm. And for everyone that was wondering, is this an Achilles? Because that's what Ronald said, by the way. He was talking about where he felt the pain. And so there was the immediate connection, Mike, that this was going to be some kind of Achilles situation. But it is a grade 1 calf strain. If you're going, all right, Dukes and Bill, what is that? It's just a situation that they're going to monitor. But he's going to be out. He's already on the 10-day IL. And Mike, it could be longer. I hope it is, for my sake, because I don't want to see him play. I don't need to see him play. There's no reason for him to play. That's just me. But I would tell you guys, this is a lot less serious than what we assumed it was from an injury standpoint last night. But I don't even want to risk it. If I told Mike, you had a calf strain, are you going to go run? You going
to
go run?
Do you want to go to the boot and the Achilles rehab and all? We got friends of ours, get to a certain age, your friends all get knee replacements, and we got a buddy doing a shoulder this week. It's misery. But we've seen the NBA. And it's so funny. I was talking to somebody on Twitter, the NBA is quite clearly not the Major League Baseball. Yeah, okay.
Do all those guys sound the same, by the way?
Yes. Yeah, nerds.
Okay.
Outside, nerd.
Ronald loves to play. He plays with a passion. He plays, in hindsight, now you never should let him play the winter ball because I think all this adds up. Maybe it does, maybe it doesn't. And I get it. You can't put guys in bubble wrap. But still, there are some common sense things for wear and tear. And when you have a guy at the crossroads of his career, where I think Ronald is right now, you don't want him becoming Mike Trout. That's my concern. So that's why I put him on a pitch count or whatever you want to call it. Let him DH. And look, DH, you got to tell Ronald, you really can't try to go for second on a ball that's, a sharply hit ball of the outfield. That's not his nature. And that's one of the things Grant McCauley said to us in the 5 o'clock hour. So Snicker's not going to be positioned to, they don't listen to Snicker anyway. So I just don't like it. I agree with you. I think you got to shut him down for the big picture. If you have any semblance of trying to get this thing back on track next season.
So, you bring up the Trout thing, and here's the real difference. In 2019, Trout signed a 12-year, $426 million deal. And I just told you in the last 7 years, he's yet to play more than 130 games. So he signed that deal in 19 and he played 134. Mike, he hadn't played 130 since. That is the money is the difference. Ronald's not making that kind of money. And that's why I don't think they're going to move on. I know people are like, you got to look at all the options. And you do. I'm not against. If you're going to tell me that's part, again, the solution of where we need to be, you got to look at it. But the money, guys, we can't. Mike can't continue to talk about the money and how AA right. doesn't have this money, and yet you guys are ready to move on from a guy that's making $17 million compared to a guy that signed a 12-year, $426 million deal. There is a monumental difference in what you expect to get from a guy like Mike Trout, who was still in his prime at 27 years old in 2019,
right.
but yet he's not played enough. That is the difference for me when we talk about Acuna and the injuries. Yes, he's missed basically two seasons coming off these ACLs. But when he's out there, I haven't seen a fall off.
No. And you saw how the instant spark, how the OPS was like, what, 1.1 at one. Remember that? Just came in. It was a house of fire. You know, we saw the amazing plays, gunning guys down at third base. You know, just an absolute star. That's what this guy's a superstar. But you got to protect the superstar from himself because this season is over. There's no way. Look, math is not my strong suit. Carl had to laugh. I ran the numbers twice.
Okay.
Because when you stand where we stand now, you've got to go 41-14, okay, to put it in perspective.
You mean lose 14 games the rest of the
way? You've got to go 41-14, and that only gets you to 86 wins.
It's impossible.
Okay, which may or may not be good enough for the third best wild card, you know, and that's the best case. But you're doing that without starting pitching with a bunch of guys. Now, I give all the credit in the world to Alex Anthopoulos because, again, this is a year where he's got to be the ultimate bargain shopper. You're not going to give up prime prospects when the season's in the can. Mm-mm. You're just trying to cover 9 innings of pitching. So he went and got Wentz, and Wentz has actually been pretty good.
Well,
you know?
Didn't they pick up a couple of guys today?
Yeah, I picked up some more dudes.
A couple of pitchers, by the way.
You know, I mean, and this is simply because every, as you guys well know.
No one you know.
Everybody who started the season is out. So Wentz, you know, he's been solid. You know, I mean, you look at some of the other pieces out there, this is the best you're going to get. And you're not going to give up major pieces. And why would you? Because, you just, as I said, you're just simply trying to play out the string. Got a right-handed relief pitcher named Tyler Kinley. They traded 26-year-old double-A pitcher named Austin Smith.
Okay.
So Kinley's got an ERA of 5.66. Needless to say, he gets shelled when he's in Denver. He's better when he's on the road.
Yeah, no doubt. And that's what I said. None of these guys that you would know.
But you got rid of De Los Santos, and I think I speak for all of Atlanta. Thank God. Because he was good early in the season, and he fell apart.
Yeah, he wasn't worth anything. I mean, that's how it's felt all season with guys coming in and out. But you knew that because, again, and by the way, if you're going, well, why don't we do it? You don't do this at this point in the season, okay? If you were going to do some of this, you were going to do it earlier in the year where you felt like you had a shot. May,
right.
June, we didn't do that. You get to this point, it makes no sense to give up resources moving forward. So that is why, if you're like, oh, I don't understand why they don't do it now, doesn't make any sense.
Well, there's the guys that would have some value because, you know, Iglesias, some team would use him as a setup, man. You're never going to put him in a closer position if you're in a pennant race. He's a hot mess.
Yep.
What about Pierce Johnson? You got salary. Traded. But you got salary control on him.
Traded.
But they like things like this. They like to have that salary control. And if memory serves, I think he's got at least one more year.
Yeah, he does.
So
all the guys on expiring deals, Iglesias, right. Really the two guys.
Ozuna.
Ozuna and Iglesias.
And Ozuna, because the Padres DH has been a black hole, so the Padres is probably going to be where he goes, just a matter of what you're going to get. Dylan Cease, we talked about with Grant. There'll be a number of the usual suspects who want to get Dylan Cease, but you got to convince him to stay.
I feel like that's every year we're talking about Dylan
right.
Cease. Every year. We should go get Dylan Cease. It's like,
But he's a free agent. So that's why the Padres are like, you know, and look, we're looking up at them by a mile, and they're looking to deal him because they realize the big picture, they're not going to have him next year. So they got to get something for him now. It's kind of like the old Al Horford argument for the Hawks. You could have traded him at the deadline, you let him walk.
Poll question. Day, we put the poll question up. Read the poll question and give us the results, please, as we talk about the Braves. We're going to talk about Bijan coming up here in about 5 minutes. What's the poll?
Regardless of MRI results, Atlanta Braves need to shut Ronald Acuna Jr. down for the rest of the season. 82% yes and 18% no.
Thank you, guys.
I don't think you should be comparing the NBA to baseball, okay?
Go outside, nerd.
Basketball is played on hardwood. Baseball is played on...
Do they run?
Grass. What's that?
Do they run?
But not as much torque on the lower body. In the NBA, there's much more.
Oh, okay. Go outside, nerd.
I'm so glad you guys agree. I am.
I mean, I just, what do you, because here's a hypothetical. If you had a calf, which now as we've seen, there's certainly anecdotal evidence, if not from a true orthopedist who wants to call in and talk about it, but we've seen some continuation of a calf to an Achilles.
No doubt.
So if he blows out his Achilles, that means he's done for next year.
Yeah.
Then next year's crap. So let's just tie it off. Stop the bleeding, and let's get back to work next year, and hopefully let this guy spend some loot and go get some pitching, too.
And let me say this, too. It's funny because you can use this in both ways. So we've spent a lot of time talking about Cousins and not admitting that he was completely injured and how that played out.
Right.
And Grant said to us last hour, he does a terrific job of covering the Braves and MLB, but he said he's hurt, not injured.
Yeah, I'm good. That was a bit of a clerical error.
Says who? This goes both ways.
Right.
You had a player say, I'm good, and he kept playing, and he was bad. Why can't a player, Mike, say, I'm not good, and it's worse than what you guys thought, and shut it down? Seriously.
Yeah. Well, you could because it's guaranteed contracts.
Correct.
You know, unlike the
Grant
Kirk had some big money that was guaranteed. But you're right. I agree.
All right.